101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends, good morning, my friends. How are you? Are you good? Good. Good to hear you. Good to talk at you. I've been missing you, man. Hey, look, my number one friend. And then a Hajda comes along with the strength to carry on. That one felt appropriate. Nicholas Hajda, how are you today, my friend? What's going on, buddy?
Like, barely holding it together. Oh, yeah? Oh my God. Oh, my God.
What is, somebody, there's noises that are happening. Don't worry, everything is fine, nothing is broken. That's totally false. Everything is broken, but.
Who broke the radio station? Who was here last night?
Noted young person.
Was it Emily?
Emily. Has probably never had a near-death experience. I don't know. What?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
Yeah,
how many
pool.
Times have you almost died?
Because
I'm like in the hundreds.
Probably, okay.
Just this year.
Yeah, probably I can only count it on my fingers, like one hand. But the one that comes to mind is one time I jumped into my uncle's pool when I was a child. And then I got scared of the little vacuum at the bottom, the little cleaner.
Yeah, it'll suck out your guts.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to kill me, so I started drowning.
So, all right, reacted in fear. That seems fine.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are scary, though. Yeah. If you dive down there, especially the child, dive down there, look it in straight in the eyes. There's evil in those things.
I was more concerned with the jets that would shoot out the water. That had
you
my
don't
focus.
Like the jets.
No.
All of these things. Oh, you did like the jets.
Make it to
good. That's, I understand.
At the bottom, yeah.
I guess later I have a pool update for you guys. I'll tell you what.
Ooh, I'm invited?
I am not the least functional thing at my house. Oh. All right? So,
something.
Yeah, that seems problematic. I'm also not the least functional thing at my workplace. In that, here, I'll just explain to you now. We came in today and the touch screens that we use to operate the entire radio station.
You know, stop the stain song.
Are just
play commercials.
They're just blank. They're not functioning. Now, I guess we are lucky as a radio station that it kept playing the overnight jams.
Mm-hmm.
It's still playing them right now. I'm pretty positive.
Yeah.
Here, you want to see what's going to
happen? That's what we're missing.
That's fine. But it's my first time here in like a million years. I was like, I'm starting the damn show today. We're going to do some news here.
I just thought they had fired us.
We're gonna
I literally thought that we were. I was like, somehow I got in the building.
Would this be the way that they do it?
Was
just turn things off
so that we can't do it. I'm going to start the news here. And then when we find that off ramp, I'm just going to turn things up and it's going to be in the middle of a song or a commercial break or I don't know what's going to happen.
It's kind of exciting, exhilarating.
Yeah, you've never been here, Emily, for a total breakdown, right?
No.
Because this happens on a regular frequency. You know what? Who calls in sick more, me or the equipment?
Oh, it's a tie.
Still me.
The equipment.
I've ramped it up lately, but yeah, I've still got to catch up to the equipment, but we'll figure it out.
This is still better than what me and Emily did on Friday. So.
Oh, really?
Was it?
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Friday was a little off.
Thursday was great.
Thursday was a great show. That was a great show.
Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Nope, just go. Can't play the music because that's... we have new headline music?
It's the... We bite the news that feeds you.
Okay, that's gonna. I'm gonna try and time this for the end of this song.
Wait for them.
That's the other thing, is I also have no idea what the songs are. Okay, I know
Come
how
on,
long
you
that song
know the
is.
Song.
I got it in my soul.
Please don't make any
Let's do it. It's Monday. I'm back, and Nick hits me up with a Google Trends with a info document.
Aww.
What is this? Infographic.
Yes.
I even made a new drop for your infographic that
really?
You can't use.
Yeah. You made a drop?
I made a drop.
Is it your first drop? Emily's first drop?
It might be. Baby's first drop.
Hey, how about that?
Other than that one from the whose pickup line is it anyway that we can't replay?
Oh.
Sorry, I don't rip. Ignore me. I'm already doing bad radio.
Good.
<It's> Infographic. Go.
What is the most, not the most popular tattoo? What tattoo does each state get more than any other state? So again, this is not the most popular tattoo, but who leads the United States in blank tattoos? Like, here's a good example. Arizona gets more Shia LaBeouf tattoos than any other state.
Really?
He's not from there.
Yeah, why?
I don't know. What are the people
of
Arizona like about that
is
weird...
Is that where Holes was filmed,
it's
maybe?
It's desert-y. That could be. I think that they just relate to just the guy that gets drunk and knocks a fool every once in a while, but still
always,
somehow...
Always looks a little dusty.
Yeah.
Does thing like rips out teeth for movies.
Oh, my God. Let's see. Wyoming is getting coronavirus tattoos. That's great. Maine is getting COVID
The actual,
tattoos.
Like, little virus?
I don't know. Just, yeah, like, they, the it word? Differentiates coronavirus tattoos and COVID tattoos here, so...
I'll tell you what. A little Dr. Mario tattoo with some coronaviruses? You kind of got me.
Would that make sense in 40 years? Would you have to explain when
nothing's gonna make
the
make
coronavirus it, sent? What are you talking about,
you
man?
Think we're gonna make it 40 years.
My good Charlotte tattoo is eternal. Okay.
Yeah.
My great grandkids'
tattoos never die.
My great grandkids are gonna look at that and be like,
"What a cool guy!"
Great great grandpa Dick. He knows
your great grandkids.
The little things.
Are you gonna
I never
give
saw
your
him
skin?
Again? Go. What?
Are you gonna leave your skin like?
No, I'm gonna have great great grandkids just running around everywhere. What are you talking about?
All right.
I might be dead by Wednesday, but I probably I still have aspirations to have great great grandkids. What is that? I get it now. You're testing my geography. Minnesota gets cat tattoos. Good on you.
Good on you,
Minnesota.
I can be down with that.
Alabama is getting Joker tattoos.
Oh God, no. Oh God, no. Joker people are the worst.
Joker people are the worst.
God,
I don't even really know of Joker people.
Joker men. Mm-mm.
Not into that. Now I don't even know if I want to explore.
Guys,
I mean,
just want to watch the world burn.
I like the Joker. Does that make me?
Talking about the movie, yeah.
Yeah, but do you, like, dress up every Halloween as the Joker, and you're like, I'm just looking for my Harley Quinn.
He hasn't done the Joker, but he's done Beetlejuice that just looked like Fat Joker. So he's close.
That was a money-ass Beetlejuice.
All you needed was
the most, babe.
It sure was.
That's great.
Let's see here. Some people are tattooing just different spots. U2 is getting a tattoo eyeliner. Because I'm sure that's going to, that trend or whatever look you're going for is going to stay there. Mm-hmm. Nebraska does the finger tattoos, political angles. Michigan is getting Biden tattoos. Mississippi has got Trump tattoos. Good for you. And look at Pennsylvania with their Bernie tattoos. Nick, you probably already know, but I told Emily to think, what is Texas getting tattooed more than any other state?
What is?
I don't know whether to be in love with this or hate it.
Oh no, George Strait music beer.
George Strait music beer. No.
George Strait music beer.
The great state of Texas gets this tattoo more than any other place.
Subway sandwich.
Jesus.
Taco.
No, I'll give you, it was music, all right?
Mm.
But it was never an artist that I would think, man, where do
Willie
I really...
Willie Nelson.
No, see, that's a very good Texas artist. It's not a Texas artist.
Lil, DaBaby.
It's a group from Detroit.
The D12, the Eminem?
Texas gets more Juggalo tattoos than any other state.
Wow.
What are we doing here, Texas?
Really?
You know what? That's still better than any Trump-related thing. So
I'm
proud.
Yeah.
I'm proud of us.
We have a good
for sure.
Juggalo presence in this town.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
As you remember when we had some Juggalo bashing, and eventually they rioted to the radio station, and we put them on the air to clarify their position.
This happened?
I'm down with you guys, okay? I'm a in-spirit Juggalo.
You're down with a clown?
I am down with a clown, Emily.
Down with a clown.
What, do you have a Juggalo opinions?
Oh, yeah. No, one time I had
Are
to do a
Are there young Juggalos?
Trip. I don't think so.
Yeah, we saw one being developed.
Yeah.
It developed.
We had one in studio. Well, there was one, a pregnant girl drinking a Monster Energy drink and taking smoke breaks who was with the Juggalo clan. So, yeah, maybe that thing came out Juggalo. Maybe it came out stillborn. I don't know.
Oh, no.
That's not funny is the drop I would play right there. What do you think about the Juggalos?
Oh, no. I enjoy occasional ICP. I went on a long road trip and was forced to listen to one of the albums over and over again because we only had that CD.
Right.
Which
sounds like, hey, road trip, just pack the Great Karolinko 2. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
It was Riddlebox. That was the album.
I'm trying to think of which one. I mean, there's only a couple that really makes sense.
Yeah. It's the one with magnets. Okay. I like that one.
Yeah. Okay.
How do they work?
We now join this commercial break already in progress. Yeah, we'll not gonna get to that eventually. Welcome back. It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. And everything is great. Great. Nick, do we know what's happening?
Bad stuff.
Because everybody is down?
Well, apparently...
I'm sure I would be told not to explain what's happening right now, but with the state of disarray that this program has been in, I feel like I owe it to the people to...
explain.
So the radio is broken. We can't stop it from playing, so we're just kind of waiting for a song to end, and then we talk.
Oh, no, I don't want to tell people the process necessarily.
I told this to one of our coworkers, because their station is also like that, and they're like, oh, that's a good idea.
Oh,
you're giving away our secrets?
This is a good idea?
Listen, I was kind of proud of myself for the way I executed the first hour and some, but I have no idea if this is protocol or what they would want me to do here. But so yeah, buttons that I normally push to make things happen and all of that doesn't work. All I can do is turn things up and down.
Yep.
We're gonna do over the course of the next couple of hours. Thanks for hanging with us. It's good to talk to you guys again. And right now, we have your chance at a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card when we play another edition of Dun Dun Dun.
Not only am I the smartest person than you.
Not only am I smarter than you.
I'm the smartest person you know.
I'm a college man.
Wilhouse. God, what is his name? I can't.
Are you smarter than Jason? That's not it. I'm making it up.
Contestant is, what if the phones didn't work? Jesus. Hi, Jonathan.
I'm here.
Hey, Jonathan. I'm going to the hallway. Good luck, buddy.
Jonathan, we've got three trivia topics for you to pick from. You're going to answer one of those, and then...
I was going to go over there and push the buttons. There's no point.
Well, here, go over there
I'll do the beep.
Go over there to monitor his phone thing, and if he swears, we can hit the button. At least do that.
Okay.
Jonathan, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one of those, answer more right than Jason, and you will win the tickets. And your choices today are Know Your Rights, which is all about the Bill of Rights, Computery Terms, or snake trivia?
I do know you're right.
All right. Let's see. Bill of Rights includes the first how many amendments?
10 amendments.
That is correct.
Ding! Ding. No, I'll do it. Ding!
Oh, okay.
That's the claps.
Number two. Name a right guaranteed by the First Amendment that isn't freedom of speech.
Freedom of press.
That's correct.
Ding!
Also would have accepted religion to peaceably assemble and to petition. And finally, what clause of the Fifth Amendment ensures that you can't be tried multiple times for the same offense?
For the Fifth Amendment, isn't that the
can't be tried multiple times? Same
I
offense.
Know that one.
That's fine. That is part of the Fifth Amendment, not the right to incriminate yourself, is part of that, but you also can't be tried. Double jeopardy is what we're looking for. Jeopardy. So yeah, just put him on hold there. We'll get Jason back in here. And come on in. And what was that? Two out of three? Yeah, two out of three.
Two out of three. Do you know his name?
For Jacob.
No.
Jordan.
No.
Susanna.
No.
Jonathan.
The other
Jonathan.
J.
You know, of all the things that don't work, that pen sitting next to you where you could just write down the person's name, that's one of the things that...
Well, I didn't know if he was an H or a no H. I didn't want
to
offend him.
Anyway, Jameer chose Know Your Rights. And he got two out of three.
Know Your Rights?
Know Your Rights.
Okay.
It's all Bill of Rights trivia.
Two out of three. Uh-huh. That's it. I feel that's unfair because we had we had a Bill of Rights conversation the other day.
Last week, yeah.
It's not even the Bill of Rights. This might be one of the questions, spoiler alert, is just the first 10 amendments.
The Bill of Rights includes the first how many amendments?
First 10 amendments.
Ding!
Ding! Ding. Boom, boom.
There you go.
Ding! Does it get applause?
Oh, yeah.
But I was just, I was running down all of the most important amendments, and I think it was 2, 4, 5, 20, 22, 25, 26, something like that. And turns out there's a whole bunch of garbage amendments in there. That
Yeah, you blew right past giving women the right to vote.
I thought that was in the 22, 5 range.
I figured, the one important one is 21. That's when they repealed prohibition. That should be your favorite one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. 21. Nice.
See, that's correct. One. Number two, name a right guaranteed by the First Amendment that isn't freedom of speech.
By the way, what I was trying to say, Jonathan, was I felt bad because we just talked about this. But when we talked about it, it was me just displaying that I don't know any of the things
and
about.
That's why I seized on it. I was like, we have to do trivia immediately.
Respect the integrity of the game, as always. Okay, so what is the...
name a right guaranteed by the First Amendment that isn't freedom of speech.
See, I would have thought that was the Second Amendment, but that's the one that is bear in arms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
let's just do Tank Top Tuesdays.
freedom of speech. So, the First Amendment.
Yes.
Yep.
Gives you the freedom of speech.
And it's not the freedom of speech. What else?
One of these others.
Okay. Mila Jovovich rule. They can't come just take your land out of nowhere. Like, that's your land. They can't just come take it.
That is a right guaranteed by the Bill of Rights, not in the First Amendment. I want to say it's like fourth that they can't just come take your religion. Press to peaceably assemble and petition the government for goods.
Yeah,
so,
religion.
Yeah. All right. You need this one to tie. What clause of the Fifth Amendment ensures that you can't be tried multiple times for the same offense?
Okay, hang on. What?
What part of the Fifth Amendment ensures that you can't be tried multiple times for the same offense?
So there's a clause I'm supposed to know?
I mean, they're all clauses.
So it's like Fifth Amendment.
It includes a list of a whole bunch of stuff. One of these, and there's a specific term we're looking for.
I mean,
you can't be tried multiple times
answer.
For the same offense.
Oh, the Double Jeopardy Clause.
Yes.
Ha ha!
Ding!
Ha ha! All right, Jonathan, in the case of a tie as we have here, thank you, Emily. Nick's going to ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question, and then we're going to guess, and you tell me. I'll write down my guess. Whoever's closest you may go over will be the winner.
Ratified in 1920, what amendment granted women the right to vote?
Didn't you just say, okay.
Did I just say it? I can do another one.
No. We determined one that it wasn't. 1920,
Which amendment granted women the right to vote?
So y'all just got to 100 years of voting?
I guess.
Y'all lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the problem.
I guess.
Couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, it's all our fault. Sorry, Jason.
Okay.
I'll let them know, the women. I'll let them know.
At the next meeting?
Yeah, at the next women meeting.
I'm going to go with this one. What do you think? Which amendment, Jonathan?
I'm going to go 19.
Okay, I got 26.
It's 19.
Oh,
wow.
Jonathan
knows
you Googling, son of a gun. Congratulations. You're going to get $50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts. All right. Song Roulette. What do you guys think is playing?
Oh, I'm going.
It was Machine Head when we started the game.
Okay.
I got high hopes.
Ooh.
Panic at the Disco.
Ooh, what if it's a...
For those of you
I'm
just
going
tuning
Harvey,
in...
Harvey Wahlbanger.
Severe technical difficulties are not allowing us to operate like a normal radio
Machine
station.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun... Ooh, that is a solid guess. Here we go. Here we go. Right at the beginning of the song. It's My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Which is like Panic at the Disco adjacent, so knock it
off. Well, I almost said Machine Gun Kelly MGK, so same thing.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.